This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You kind of know he's not the guy, but he isn't the biggest problem. Which I know is kind of a weird place to get.
You're twisting what you know my scenario there.
Yes.
Where
yes,
they're scoring yes. 19 and a half points a game
right.
as opposed to 15 and a half. So he's somewhat good, and maybe they're the 26th rated red zone TD percentage team in the NFL. That's different. But I think if this was Daniel Jones is playing great and the defense is just having problems, you're counting your blessings. You signed him to that big deal with only $40 million guaranteed a year.
Yeah, I think it's once you realize he's not the future at quarterback, you have to make the business decisions along with this injury guarantee.
No, we talk about business decisions on the field all the time.
Yeah.
And it's a cliche, nonsensical statement, but it's fun to say and makes you like get a little chuckle. Ha, 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 ha. He made a business decision. He didn't want to get hurt tackling Derrick Henry. So he just kind of grabbed his shoelaces and hoped that he fell down. Right? That's what, a cynical business decision is. But an actual business decision is the Giants not being forced to guarantee an extra $23
million. No, absolutely. One last thing from Daniel Jones.
Okay, yeah, this is on Daniel Jones. His teammates have been very public in support of him.
Yes.
I've created a lot of great relationships here with the guys here, and definitely appreciate the support. But it's about the team and what's best for the team, and I know the guys will be ready to go. I know Tommy will be ready to go this week.
Oh, damn it. He did it, man. And that's my kryptonite, bro. He started crying. That makes me feel bad. Now I feel like a horrible person. We all should feel horrible. I just want to give Daniel a hug now. Don't you just want to hug him now?
I mean, Daniel's a great kid.
I know.
You know this. Ugh. But it's so hard to separate the individual from the player. Right, the guy that we want to see successful on the field versus the guy who is just a guy in the locker room, at home, with his family, whatever it may be. Now, again, for some guys, that's bad too. But for Daniel Jones, he's been fantastic as a teammate and as a worker and as a leader. Like that has never been in question. Not since day one that he got drafted. And, 6 years ago, he's always been one of those hard-ass workers.
Mm.
And it's why his teammates respect the hell out of him despite the lack of success. But eventually, and we'll come back to this again and again, it had to be a business decision for Dave's and Shane. One, because of the money, but also because how many losses can you saddle your record to and hope to survive? You just don't.
Before we get back to your calls, I'm calling it right now, November 21st, 3:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is now time for an Evan and Tiki long-term bet. Long-term bet. Long-term bet. Are you ready? Tiki Barber, what team will Daniel Jones be on in 2025? Go!
I think Daniel Jones... Well, this is hard to just drop on me right now.
You like that?
Yeah. No, I hate it.
All right, you want me to make Sean go first?
I just don't know who's there. You know what? I'll say the Raiders.
The Las Vegas
Raiders.
Tommy Lugauer.
Daniel Jones will be on the Carolina Panthers.
Carolina Panthers. Oh, I like it because of the Duke, the Carolina thing. That's good. I like that. Sean Morash.
Daniel Jones will be a backup quarterback as the Denver Broncos with Davis Webb as his quarterback coach.
Ah, I like that. All right, good. I got mine safe because I had one. And when you said backup, I got nervous. He is going to be the backup quarterback in the NFC East with the Washington Commanders. Bang. All right, so there you go. We'll check on that in about 6 months.
I'm surprised nobody went Dolphins. I thought you might go Miami.
Go Miami?
Yeah.
I gave him a thought briefly.
They were my second choice.
All right. Well, we don't get second choices.
Well, only you get second choices.
No.
You usually go, I have two. Well, so it could be this one. It could be that
That's
one.
That's not true. So yesterday when we did the Soto thing, I was taking you into my brain. I was telling, there's no second choices. I was saying it's either the Phillies or the Nationals. And I went back and forth and I gave you kind of the public brainwashing that I was doing. Actually, that came out wrong. I'm not brainwashing anybody. Like the brain thinking that I was doing. I took you inside my brain. I ultimately picked the Nationals. So I didn't pick two teams. I took you into my brain. I always pick one. I'm picking the Commanders.
All right, one more thing I just think is funny before we put a little bow on this Giants quarterback situation. And this would tie to Tiki, the former player. Do you think it's possible that any New York Giant on this roster this year had never heard of Tommy DeVito?
Am I a mirage?
I would find that hard to believe.
Well, the Giants' number one wide receiver apparently had not heard of Tommy DeVito.
Well, that I believe. Malik Nabers was in college last year. What the hell is he thinking about Tommy DeVito and the Giants?
So I have audio.
All right, let's take a listen.
Rookies are dumb.
Not bad, but here we go.
Malik, he was a sensation here and around the NFL last year when you were at LSU. Did any of that make its way to you at NFL? Like, did you hear about the young kid with the Giants who was, you know, kind of making waves in the NFL?
No, sir, I didn't. You know, I never really watched a lot of NFL games at the time. I was still watching college. But, you know, when I got here, you know, a few people in the locker room when the decision was made, you know, they told me how, you know, last year he came and did some great things when DJ got hurt. So I'm hoping he can, you know, go back to where he left off and continue to do what he's done, you know, around here.
I got to defend Malik Nabers.
I hate rookies. It's not like he's saying he didn't know who Tommy DeVito was. He knew who his teammate was.
Well,
he
just right.
He doesn't know his history. He doesn't know why Tommy DeVito is a big deal.
Right. And why would
and by
he?
By the way, if you would have asked me about, I'm trying to think who would have been on the New York Giants when I came out of Virginia in 1997, some you know obscure backup who had a good run of it, like, I wouldn't have known. How would you have known?
Of course not, especially because...
You don't know you're going to be on that team.
Not only do you not know you're not going to be on the team, we live in a bubble where even when our teams suck, we care deeply about them. When you are at LSU, even if you are watching football, which Malik admitted he wasn't watching NFL football, why would he care about the crappy Giants and which third-string quarterback was elevated to the starter's position?
The only thing I would say is that Malik is a young guy. I assume he lives on the internet, and DeVito was such an internet sensation. He went beyond football. Yeah.
No,
definitely.
Tommy.
He's got TikTok.
He was an internet sensation locally for us. I don't think that was a national thing.
Right. Tommy, what algorithm is sending Malik Nabers in Louisville, not Louisville, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Oh. What algorithm is sending him Tommy DeVito?
Okay, but wait, what if he has a teammate maybe from up north who's a Giant fan that didn't show him this on their phone? But I'm just saying, didn't get to him.
Hold on, you're pivoting two things. Did someone show him it? Maybe, maybe not, probably not. The Giants story last year that we all kind of bit our mouth into, the whole Tommy DeVito mania, that was a local story.
Right, by the way, and it was also, Evan, sorry to interrupt, it also wasn't about Tommy DeVito doing stupid, crazy, you know, out of these world plays. It was just Tommy DeVito winning football games.
That was it.
That was the story. It's not like he was throwing for 350 yards and six touchdowns a game.
In fact, if I'm not mistaken, the only time he got national attention was probably on Christmas, and he got benched.
Yes.
Like, that was the only time where the national audience was like, all right, I guess we'll watch the Giants. And he was bad. He got benched.
He was in a Super Bowl commercial with Tiki.
He was also on Monday Night Football versus the Packers with his best game of his career.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
He was hanging out with Snooki.
Yeah, nah, it's a local thing, bro. Yeah, I think it is. And I think it's still a local thing.
And that's because the guy who produced that, was that a pizza? What was that? It was a pizza thing, right?
Yes. I don't know. You did the commercial.
You were in the commercial.
You tell us. Yeah.
I think it was Pizza Hut.
He was a Giants fan. Yeah, it was definitely Pizza Hut. It was, he was a Giants fan.
Yeah.
So that's why Tommy.
We have to understand what's local and what's national. Like, I'll give you a great example. This one, Tommy, I really appreciate. So, like, locally, we care about the Knicks greatly, right? The Knicks are a huge deal. But nationally, the NBA TV ratings are in the dump because no one gives a rat's ass about the Knicks nationally.
It's also not a national sport that much until you get to the end of the season. And, like, I don't follow the Golden State Warriors. I know where they're sitting right now, but it's not like I'm watching every game. Well, what's Steph doing? It's not like they're the Golden State Warriors from a decade ago. So it's a different way of watching, you know, the NBA without the stars as prominent as they once were.
Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Mike is calling from Yonkers. What's going on today, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, fellas? I just want to bring up a point. I mean, when Tiki played, you have to understand that the Meadowlands, whether it's MetLife or Giant Stadium, the swirling winds have been a pain in the behind for everybody that's ever played, whether it was Phil Simms coming out of Morehead State or Eli. Eli used to throw a duck. But this kid throws a nice ball. He throws a tight spiral and he gets it downfield. That's the part that nobody's talking about. He throws a nice ball in a place where it's hard to throw the football.
No, it's a good point. It's a very good point. And he's not afraid to throw the football, I think, is what I don't say Dabes is excited about. I'm not going to put those words in his mouth, but I think he's intrigued by. Because so much of this offseason, the plan was we want to throw the ball downfield. We need more big plays. You increase your expected points per attempt, which is a big scoring statistic in the NFL these days. Everything's in analytics, right? Four times when you get big plays. And Giants simply don't have enough big plays. So they draft Malik Nabers, and we hope that Jalen Hyatt would turn into a deep threat. It hasn't materialized itself.
Tony,
maybe Tommy DeVito will throw it downfield.
Maybe. Tony's in Staten Island. What's up, Tony?
Tony.
Hey, guys. On the Daniel Jones thing, the aesthetic of it, right? That Tiki has a former player. I mean, just the whole aesthetic of you know, don't show up at the facility. Don't trip over a dumbbell in the weight room. We don't want you around. You know, Tiki, let me ask you, like, the CBA and the structure of the contract and the design of these contracts, is it something, the aesthetic of it is not good. You know,
no,
Daniel Jones should have the opportunity in the event, you know, unfortunate event, let's say Sam Darnold should get hurt. And maybe they do need an experienced backup to come in. It doesn't lend.
So you're saying they should release him. And by the way, my understanding is that if the Giants released him, it would have the same cap impact as if they give him the release after the season. So I was thinking about this last night. I think this is what Tony was alluding to. If you know there's no circumstance where he can play, why not release him? If it doesn't impact your cap sheet in any way, and Sean, I don't know if you can confirm that, because that's what I came up with last night when doing the research on this, that it actually would not affect the Giants' cap?
There's one thing it affects, and Giants have to make this decision.
Go ahead.
It is either they take the lump sum of a $25 million dead cap this year, or this coming off season, or they can, if they hold on to him and designate it post June 1st,
they can spread it.
They can spread it to $11 million each of the next 2 years.